from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. By now, you've turned your clocks ahead an hour for daylight saving time. How you feel about the time changing depends on your circadian rhythm, also known as your biochemical clock, which cycles every 24 hours. Helmut Zarbol, director of the Environmental and Occupational Health Science Institute at Rutgers University, says even small change, like springing forward, can have an impact on how you function.
You know, people make more mistakes at work, including medical doctors and police and so on. There's also more accidents because people are a little bit disoriented because their clock has to be reset.
There is no real strong plan in place to change daylight saving time anytime soon. So if you're a critic, tough luck. There are 1.4 million vehicles in New Jersey with open recalls, meaning one in five vehicles that you see on state roadways are in need of a recalled repair, says Lonnie Haschel at the National Safety Council. It could be a steering issue, a problem with brakes, or with the airbags.
In New Jersey, for example, there's still a little over 100,000 of those Takata airbags. Remember the airbags that the canister could explode and send shrapnel through the passenger compartment? There's still over 100,000 of those.
Some people don't even realize their vehicle has a recall, so it's important to go to checktoprotect.org to see if their vehicle is in need of a free recall repair. And newborn babies can't hold up their heads, let alone talk, but it's New Jersey law to ask them their gender identity and sexual orientation. Last week, the sexual orientation and gender identity questionnaire form at a hospital in the Inspira Health Network caught the attention of Republican Assemblywoman Holly Schapisi. The form asks parents if their newborn is gay and if the patient identifies their child as transgender. Schapisi says a 2022 New Jersey law forces hospitals to ask similar questions to all patients and makes no exceptions for age, even newborns. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And the sun is back out. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will continue to have a mainly clear sky for tonight. Lows between 35 and 40. So you'll need a jacket probably first thing tomorrow, but you probably won't need it for long. It's going to be another warm day with lots of sunshine. We'll turn breezy in the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. There will be an elevated brush fire risk tomorrow due to the gusty winds, low humidity, and the recent dry conditions over the past several days. And mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows will be close to 40. Mild Wednesday, a little cooler though with some sun. Highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm Brian Thompson.
It is 60 in Andover, 65 in Monroe, 60 Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.